Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most ridiculous types of lawsuits going on today is the litigation to get athletic teams to give up their American Indian names. In 1930, the University of North Dakota adopted the name the Fighting Sioux after the famous Indian tribe of that name. The Indians were proud of this honor, and the football players were energized. In 1968, a delegation from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation traveled to the University of North Dakota to adopt the president of the university into the tribe and to formally give the University of North Dakota the right to use the name Sioux for its athletic teams. Then came political correctness. In 2005, the NCAA, that's the National Collegiate Athletic Association, banned schools from using nicknames and images it deems hostile and abusive. Now, there was nothing hostile or abusive about the Fighting Sioux, but the University of North Dakota nevertheless was put on the banned list. This meant that the university would have been forbidden to participate in Division II football playoffs or host playoff games or use the nickname or logo on its uniforms or in its activities. Fortunately, the University of North Dakota got a temporary injunction to allow the division playoffs to be played, but the case is still in the courts and we don't know how it will be decided. The University of North Dakota logo was designed by a well-known Indian artist and shows a proud Indian Sioux warrior. The logo was chosen to honor courage on the battlefield. A handful of Indians objected to the logo, but none of those was a Sioux Indian. North Dakota's Spirit Lake Sioux tribe approves the university use of the name. In a 2002 Sports Illustrated poll, 81% of Native Indian respondents said no when asked whether college and high school teams should stop using Indian nicknames. That should be the end of this dispute.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a program dedicated to preserving traditional values. And it's your opinions and comments that help to shape this broadcast, so write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Because your views count. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore today's most important issues on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man whose jokes and stories are mostly based on a true rumor, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. For the past several days, we have been discussing the economic situation, and I have, in the meantime, received letters, emails, and even a book or two from people that were around during the Great Depression. And if you remember, we were discussing the Great Depression in some detail the other day. And I would like to show you some of the things that have happened. Now, and before I get into that, I'm looking at today's article in newswithviews.com by Greg Evanson. He is a former Kansas State Trooper, and he writes this. He said, it's way past time to stake a final claim for this nation on behalf of the citizens of America. Not for the United Nations, not for the politicians, not for the president of Mexico, and not for the American president, whoever that's going to be. It's time to recapture this nation for honest-to-God Americans. It shouldn't be done for African Americans, Asian Americans, German Americans, homosexual Americans, or anyone that has to divide their loyalties with a hyphen and hide behind some group that wants special rights that others of us do not have nor deserve. I will not volunteer so that I can watch people who call America home run their mouths about what they clearly don't know at the expense of the rest of us. They are purposefully uninformed and intentionally destructive to the freedom soul by their ignorance and refusal to become well-informed, truly patriotic citizens. Thousands of large factions of people living within our borders are plotting daily to bring America to ruin. They support mammoth government entitlements, United Nations-backed gun registration efforts, closure of national lands, foreign aid, sanctuary cities, and open borders. We watch as individuals claim constitutional rights to do every sort of perverted activity, including legalized prostitution, drug use, and unlimited gay sex in public places. Now, let's go from there to what Franklin Roosevelt did back during the Great Depression. Remember, it was Herbert Hoover that was president during the 1920s, the late 1920s, and he was president in 1929, 30, and 31 when the stock market crashed. Roosevelt took office in 32. He was elected in 32, actually took office in 33. All right? Now, he was the 32nd president, was in office longer than any other. He was in office over 12 years. And on October of 1935, he stated, and I want you to, again, we talk about words and how people just change the words to change our attitudes, all right? Here's what he said, and he started the fireside chats. He started the, and if you remember, Reagan tried to do, or did do the same thing. He'd come on the air and talk to the people on the radio and then television, but it, of course, we didn't have television during the 30s. And in 35, he said, we cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of the Republic. Note Republic. He's well aware of the fact that the United States of America is not a democracy. It is a republic, all right? That was in 1935. In 1937, this was one of his fireside chats. He said, I hope that you have reread the Constitution of the United States in these past few weeks. Like the Bible, it ought to be read again and again. All right, now, in 1937, he had already come up with Social Security, and he was well into the New Deal. All of this, people, all of this should have been left up to the states if he had read the Constitution again and again, but he didn't. And maybe he'd read it, but he knew he should have known that it was unconstitutional, and Congress should have known that these things were unconstitutional. If they were to take place, they should be done by the states and not by the federal government. That's constitutional, all right? Now, excuse me, November the 1st, 1940. Remember up here in 1935, he talked about the Republic? In 1940, he said, those forces hate democracy and Christianity as two phases of the same civilization, like we are a democracy, which we are not, all right? In his radio address, November the 1st, 1940, he stated, democracy is the birthright of every citizen, the white and the colored, the Protestant and the Catholic and the Jew. Again, he has switched from republic to democracy. Now, let's remember, under a republic, and under the Constitution of the United States, his New Deal would fall flat on its face. They could not have done the things that they did constitutionally. I'm talking about the Workers' Progressive Administration, the WPA, the CCC camps, all of these things. And then, of course, he had the welfare state began back in those days. Didn't call it welfare. They called it relief. Thank you, Jeff. They called it relief. But nevertheless, all this is absolutely unconstitutional. But he changed his attitude. Now, I have here an article that a listener sent me. She had a newspaper that dates back to the 1930s. It's an old copy of the St. Louis Globe Democrat. And it's interesting to read, and I want to share it with you as soon as we get back from this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perky Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perky Light, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perky Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perky Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Now, back to the 1930s, and like I said, I appreciate all the information that I have received from listeners that said, hey, this reminds me of my childhood, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It reminds me, and I hope that's all it does, is remind us, some of us old-timers, of our childhood. But it looks to me like the exact same things are happening today that happened back in the 1920s that set this whole thing into motion. Now, I have here an article that appeared in the St. Louis Globe Democrat back in sometime during the 1930s. It doesn't have a date on it. But it begins by saying that happy days are here again, because this is what Roosevelt used as his theme song when he was campaigning, Franklin D. Roosevelt. He used Happy Days Are Here Again. Now, we have this, and I said, Jeff, that sounds like an old Victrola record. And I wonder, he doesn't think it was done at a Roosevelt political rally. It sounds to me like it is. You can use your judgment, but here's what Roosevelt and the people were singing back then.
Happy days are here again.
Okay, now, if you were listening to the end of that, you can hear whistles and shouting like it's done at a rally. I don't know whether it was or not. But anyway, Jeff, believe it or not, I can remember that. A little bitty kid. But, you know, we listened to it. All this was done on radio back in those days. And people literally lived by that radio when they weren't doing something else. Probably we listened to more radio than people do television today because you could take the radio with you. I can remember during World War II, factories would have a radio playing just to get the news so we knew what was going on over there. Do I have another commercial coming up, or is it a full minute?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. That's what I thought. Now, when I come back, this is an interesting, interesting letter that was not a letter. It was written by a Mary Kimbrough, who worked for the St. Louis Globe Democrat back at that time. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned. Now, happy days are here again. That was a theme song that FDR used when he was politicking to become the president of the United States, which he did. He was president for a little over 12 years. He died in office. And then, of course, Harry Truman took over during World War II. And it was Truman that said, drop the big bomb, and it ended World War II. All right. Now, let's go back to the 1936s and 7s. And no doubt this article was written at least in 1937 because it says, happy days are here again. Despite a brief recession in 1937, most believed that the worst was over. In 1936, Roosevelt campaigned for re-election, and again, it goes back to that happy days are here again. But the pain is bone deep, and the scars will not quickly fade. St. Louis, like all of America, has been too hungry, too hurt, too humiliated for too long. Signs of normalcy, if not prosperity, the sights and sounds of the worst depression years still cling to the memory. Out of the dirt and rock of the levee has risen Hooverville. Now, we're talking here about the Mississippi levee on the St. Louis side and Hooverville. Of course, Herbert Hoover was president when the big crash occurred, and they called this town Hooverville. It wasn't a town. It was a shanty town, just made up of whatever they could build, and they called it, the article says, ramshackle community of lopsided shacks where some 1,500 destitute tried to survive. A Red Cross worker found a war veteran and his wife and three children huddled together in a tent on the riverfront. Everywhere, long lines of men and women and children straggled into soup kitchens. The hungry and the homeless congregated beneath the municipal bridge, where volunteers at Welcome In, a temporary relief agency, distributed food and clothing. That was in 1932, according to the Globe Democrat. It was a challenge to see how well you could do with little money. By the early and mid-1930s, let me see here. By the early and mid-1930s, this is a fax copy and it's a little difficult to read. St. Louisans were quite used to things going wrong. The stock market crash of 29 had rung down the glided curtain of the gaudy 20s, that flashy era of flappers and flasks, of raccoon coats and rolled-down silk stockings. The next year were spent trying, without much success, to pull themselves out of the doldrums and the economic quagmire. By 1937, the gloom had lifted a little, but the city, we're talking again about St. Louis, had not climbed all the way out of the Depression ditch. Now, this was in St. Louis, but hey, this was all over the nation. City officials and business executives were invited by Mayor Dickman to an 11-cent meal. I'm saying 11 pennies. A dime and a penny meal, okay? The same menu he would serve on Christmas Day to nearly 60,000 hungry St. Louisians at the exhibition hall of the municipal auditorium. They fed 60,000 people a Christmas Day for 11 cents each, all right? Rabbi Ferdinand Eisman of Temple Israel asked Governor Lloyd Stark, and I knew a little bit about Governor Lloyd Stark because in 1962, I went to work for the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and one of my first jobs was to work with the Missouri Apple Growers Association, and that was Stark's nursery, and they were real big into the apple industry back in those days. Now, I don't know whether Governor Stark was still living when I was doing this or not, but anyway, that was the Stark's Apple Orchards, Stark's Nursery. Anyway, this rabbi of the Temple Israel asked Governor Stark to reverse an earlier refusal of the state administration to provide additional funds for the destitute. Other funds were sought to enable the employment of 5,000 or more on work progress administration projects. But for those who had a little money left, after paying the rent and buying the groceries, merchants were offering some bargain buys. Now, here's what I found interesting. Hertz, H-E-R-Z, a major candy company, was selling a 3-pound box of chocolates for $1.75. Now, that doesn't seem like that's a great big bargain to me. It would be today, but $1.75 was hard to come back to buy candy with back in those days. A big drugstore offered an electric movie projector for $3.85. And those in love could buy a 22 diamond engagement ring and wedding ring pair. I guess it's 22 carat here. I don't know. It says buy a 22 diamond engagement ring and a wedding ring pair. You got the two of them for $22.85. 45 cents down and for 50 cents a week. The movies cost a quarter. I went to the movies for way less than a quarter. And film fans had their choice to see Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, Leslie Howard and Joan Blondell, Humphrey Bogart, and Alababa Goes to Town, starring Eddie Cantor. Or they could sit at home and listen on the radio to Amos and Andy or Rudy Valley's Variety Hour. We'll take a break and be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Since 1977, the American Agriculture Movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American Agricultural Movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American Agricultural Movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing the song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Okay, happy days are here again. This was the theme song that FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, used when he was running for about a second or third term presidency back in the good old days. Now, just to show you how good old days these were, listener sent me a copy. She says, Derry, thought you'd enjoy a copy of my first teaching contract. Now, I remember in fact, I still have my first teaching contract someplace. I wouldn't know where to find it, but I know it's there somewhere. And I started teaching school, vocational agriculture, in 1956, for $300 a month. And I'm just trying to think a little bit here, but my wife didn't work very long after we got married. We started having kids, and I could make house payment and survive nicely on $300 a month. You say, well, that wasn't much money. Hey, it was a lot of money in 1956. See, what the point I've tried to make all these years is that it's the dollar that's gone down. It's not that the way that everything else has gone up. The dollar just isn't worth anything anymore. Now, here's this teacher's contract. I'll read it to you. This agreement, entered into by and between school directors of school district number 5 in the county of Jackson in the state of Illinois, and this lady, I won't use her name, but you wouldn't know it anyway because since she has married, but a legally qualified teacher, and here's what it says. That for the consideration hereinafter set forth, said teacher agrees to teach, govern, and conduct the common school of said district to the best of her ability, to keep a register of the daily attendance and studies of each pupil belonging to said school and such other records as said director may require, to make all reports required by law, and to see that the schoolhouse, grounds, furniture, apparatus, and such other district property as may come under the immediate care and control of said teacher is not unnecessarily damaged or destroyed. Now, she doesn't go into all this, but I'm sure this is a one-room schoolhouse where she's teaching. I just know it is. That said teacher agrees to perform the duties above specified for a term of 8 calendar months, commencing on the 13th day of September, 1937, for the sum of $65 a month to be paid at the end of each month upon the filing of the clerk of proper schedule. Then this is written into the contract that in case said teacher is or shall be married, said teacher shall not be entitled to compensation after date of marriage. You couldn't be married and teach school back in those days. Now, they've written this in, and it is signed this 31st day of August, 1937. But the whole time that I was in school, I do not remember when I was in grade school, and I didn't go to a one-room school, but I cannot remember a married teacher. They were all women, and none of them through my first 8 grades were married. Now, after that, they were, but back in the 30s and 40s, none of my teachers were married. Now, whether they could or not, I don't know. The superintendent was, the principal was, but the teachers, to my knowledge, were not. Also, you went to these one-room schoolhouses in the country, and kids coming out of those one-room schools, going into the freshman class, were so much smarter than we were, because I had gone to a public school in town, and we were each in our own grade. And the reason those kids were so much smarter is because the little kids heard what the older kids were studying. In other words, I remember they taught us multiplication tables in the 4th grade. And I was with some little kid, and he wasn't nearly in the 4th grade, and he knew his multiplication tables. And I said, well, have you already learned him? He says, no, but I watch him on the blackboard. You know, when the other kids would have to do their multiplication table, he had that all figured out. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in for whatever it is worth. Anyhow, I'm going to change subjects here, and I forgot where I put my subjects to change. Okay, now, in South Dakota, they have legislation to do away with the NAIS, National Animal Identification System. The state of South Dakota may not develop, implement, or participate in the National Animal Identification System, NAIS, or any component of NAIS, including premises registration, animal identification, and animal movement tracing, or any similar source verification system other than the current South Dakota Certified Beef Program. Any cooperative agreement between the state and federal government or any other state associated with any component of the NAIS is void Any NAIS identification list or related database compiled use federal funds under the NAIS is void. Now, the only thing that I see that I don't like about this is that they say they want it to be voluntary, as long as it's not voluntary. Voluntary in today's society means mandatory. I can go back and I don't have that in here. Okay, but Social Security started out to be voluntary. Social Security is still voluntary, believe it or not. But you try to get by without a Social Security number and see what happens. I visited with a fellow the other day that called me, and he wanted to know. He said they have a child in the hospital that was just born, and before they can name it and give it a birth certificate and all that, they have to have a Social Security number and blah, 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 blah. And he said, I don't want that. And he said, do we have to? And at that time, I had the information on that. And Beth, if you're listening, would you bring that book we got from GB? It's just a paperback book laying on my desk, and I can show very quickly the figures behind this Social Security thing. If you would be kind enough to do that, you think she's listening, Jeff? You might give her a little
jingle
there.
Yes, I do think she's listening.
I think she's listening.
I think she's your most loyal listener.
Well, I have two of them, but she's probably more loyal. Anyhow. It's kind of interesting. You see, FDR, Social Security, again, was part of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. And he goes on the air and he tells us how, hey, Social Security is going to be voluntary. You don't have to do it. You'll never have to pay taxes on Social Security. You're only going to be taxed 1% of your income, up to $1,400 a year. People back in 1937, I think it's when Social Security came along, in 1937, people didn't make $1,400. Thank you, Jeff. That's good. We have it now. People weren't making $1,400 a year. Now, here's the deal on Social Security. There are those, and I'm getting this from Cooperative Federalism, and I'll be able to get these books for you a little later on. We don't have them as of now. GB has them. But How the States of the Union Are Separate, Distinct, and Foreign to the United States is the name of the book. But it goes on, often the promotion of personal freedoms is tied to the concept of obedience to government so that its citizens are led to believe that obedience to government is the essence of liberty. Personal liberty is self-determined and self-directed. In other words, the government says, you know, you need to be obedient whether it's lawful or not, all right? There are those in control of the machinery of government who continue in their efforts to build the empire of the governments and unwittingly chip away at the free exercise of unalienable rights of the people. One example is the widespread misunderstanding that one must have a Social Security number in order to get a job and work in America. However, every state in the Union is a right-to-work state, which means that there can be no law that requires a person to seek permission from the government in order to make a living. Americans have the right to contract, and the United States Constitution restricts the government from making any law that would impair or diminish that right. The Social Security Administration has confirmed in writing that it is not necessary for a person to have a Social Security number in order to work or live in the United States. Now, I hear music, and when we come back, I'll read you this letter that comes from Health and Human Services, dated March 24th, 1995. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Seven.
And we have returned. Now, here is the letter that comes from, actually, it was Vincent Sanudo. He's Director of Office of Public Inquiries of the Health and Human Services Department, dated March 24th, 1995, concerning Social Security numbers. The Social Security Act does not require an individual to have a Social Security number to live or work in the United States, nor does it require a Social Security number simply for the purpose of having one. We do not have the authority to require an employer to provide or deny employment or services to anyone who refuses to disclose his or her numbers. This is a matter between the individual and the employer. Now, I have discussed this over the telephone. Several people have called me and said, hey, I won't give my bank my Social Security number. And they said they have always, the people that I've talked to now, have said it's no big deal. The bank will go ahead and open an account without a Social Security number. One of the interesting things that came from this was that this lady was not going to use a Social Security number, and I don't know if it's an illegal alien, probably was, didn't have a Social Security number, and they opened a bank account for this person and wouldn't do it for her. Now, we see this sort of thing happening all the time, but let's go back to providing a Social Security number to employee is optional involuntary, done, if at all, as an agreement between the employer and the employee, but not as a requirement of law. Now, you say, I don't believe that. All right, let me give you a court case. Taco Bell, several years ago, had one of its employees refusing to supply a Social Security number. The corporation refused to pay the employee his earnings under the notion that a Social Security number was required by law for the employment. The employee filed a grievance with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, that's EEOC, which carried out the negotiations with Pepsi Company, because Pepsi Company at that time owned Taco Bell, all right? The result was that Taco Bell was required to pay the employee his full earnings without the employee submitting a Social Security number. The Taco Bell Employment Application Form, PCN 98118, revised on the fifth month, 98th year, now clearly states that a Social Security number is optional. This is in perfect harmony with 26 CFR, and it gives all of the codes and everything with the law, which specifies that the withholding must be at the desire of the employee and that the withholding agreement may be canceled at any time by either employer or employee. Now, when we come back, I'll bring you up to date on what happens sometimes if they get the wrong jury. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Once upon a time, I was in the magazine business, which turned out to be a big mistake. But my friend G.B. Oliver, who's executive director of the Paragon Foundation, produces a beautiful magazine. And to tell you about it, here's G.B.
Well, you know, the thing about our magazine is we're not using that as a profit center.
See, we were trying to.
Yeah, see, I'm not using it for that. I'm using that magazine to educate people and inform people about what's going on. If you've got internet capabilities, look up paragonfoundation.org. We put out a newsletter every month. If you want to look at one of those, just tell her to send you one. She'd be glad to send you one. Look it over and look at what we're about and see if this is part of an organization you'd like to play in.
1-877-847-3443. Nicole's busy. She's there by herself, so just keep trying. You'll get her.
You bet.
And whoever's on the phone with her now, tell her not to go to lunch. She shouldn't do that on company time anyway. That's 877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. It's no secret that Americans are saving less of their income than they used to. In the 1980s, people were saving about 10% of their disposable income. But in 2005, the savings rate turned negative for the first time since the Great Depression. Although savings for the future is important, part of the problem is the money itself. The Federal Reserve System loans all the money. But all the money in existence is borrowed money. The bank only loans money for the principal, but never for the interest. That means the money for you to pay the interest on your loan comes from someone else's borrowed principal. So as some people pay off their notes, others must go deeper in debt. Sound complicated? It's not. As a matter of fact, it's spelled out simpler than that in Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. To order this easy-to-read, must-have paperback, send $12, check, cash, or money order to Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Okay, we have returned. We've gotten a call or two about this book that I'm reading out of. It's entitled Cooperative Federalism, How the States of the Union Are Separate, Distinct, and Foreign to the United States. In other words, it's about states' rights. And it's got a lot of court cases in here where it's written by a gentleman of the name of Gerald Brown. And everything that he says in this book, he has Supreme Court cases to back up. It's a little book. When I got it from GB, he said, oh, you can read it in an hour. Well, you might read it in an hour, but it took me many hours to study it. and I have mine all marked up, et cetera, but you can get it. And as we said a while ago, Nicole doesn't have much else to do. Give her a call, and she'll put one in the mail for you. She said they sell them for $7.50. Now, whether they charge handling and all that or not, I don't know. But it's well worth it having it, have it in your hands. Just give Nicole a call at 1-877-847-3443. And she's got a box of them there in a back room, and she'll be glad to get one for you. Now, back to what we were talking about. Let me again quote, "This is in perfect harmony, and they name all the laws, which specifies that the withholding must be at the desire of the employee, and that the withholding agreement may be canceled at any time by either the employer or the employee." Now, here's how the government wins through intimidation. They get a judge that's never studied any of these laws, and I don't know where these judges come from, but if you remember the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, I believe it was called, Reverend Greg Dixon, he did not withhold taxes. All of his people paid taxes, but he didn't withhold. They just paid. The government even said, hey, your employees don't owe us any taxes, because they had the records where they'd paid their taxes. But, and I go all the way back to, Missouri Governor, who became the Attorney General, John Ashcroft came back. And I thought, you know, when he took office, he's going to stop this foolishness. Good tongue-talking, full gospel boy like he was. And while he was attorney general, they dozed down the Indianapolis Temple because he wouldn't withhold. Yet the law says it's the desire of the employee and the withholding agreement that may be canceled at any time by either the employee or the employer. But the Indianapolis Baptist Temple is no longer for that very reason. Now, I got this card from a listener, and she says, "See, Derry, I still get my check at home. Guess they don't like it. I'm not going to be part of the cashless society. I want my money in my own hand." Now, this is a lady that does not have a bank account, and they still send her a check, but they don't like it, okay? And this card says, "Attention," in big green letters, "Safety alert. The U.S. Treasury urges direct deposit for all current Social Security and SSI check recipients. Direct deposit helps protect you from check fraud, identity theft, payment delay, so sign up now. You'll need this form from your enclosed check." And this thing came in, your 12-digit, they need your 12-digit check numbers, the amount of the check, and you call 1-800-333-1795 or visit www.godirect.org to sign up. She wants her money in her hands, and she doesn't trust the banks with it, and I don't blame her, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're